Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello.
Hi, I was looking for Kyle.
This is he.
Kyle, how are you? This is Bill Rosewood from Storage Facilities.
Oh, yeah. Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right. Thanks for asking. I actually just need to talk to you about something. You have a storage locker here with us, right?
I do.
Okay. You're not going to believe this, but we accidentally auctioned it off yesterday.
Auctioned off a complex, or?
No, your storage locker was auctioned off.
My storage locker?
Yeah,
was auctioned off?
Yes. I'm really sorry to inform you of this. There was some sort of error with the paperwork.
What the f***? Well, hold on. So all my stuff is gone?
Yeah.
Who got it? Who's got my stuff?
That's a really interesting answer, actually.
You auctioned off my s***. There was 50 grand worth of stuff in there. What is wrong with you?
50 grand? I had no idea. I mean, they bought the storage locker for way less than that.
Oh, so they got a f***ing deal on top of stealing all my stuff? You incompetent moron.
All right, are you ready? Are you ready to listen? Because it doesn't sound like you're ready to listen. It just sort of sounds like you're just...
Don't be a smartass. Just explain it.
Okay, so there was a filing snafu. Somebody put the wrong number in the wrong box on a form. And the show Storage Wars, I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, was here filming yesterday. And, well, it ended up being sold on their show.
Tell me this is a joke. You got to be kidding me, man.
I wish it was.
You wish it were? You got to go back and get my right now. Go to that producer, walk in, say, where's all my stuff? I need it back. We up. Either that or you owe me 60 grand. One of the two.
We signed a pretty solid contract with them, and I don't think we can do that. But
I signed a pretty solid contract with you.
Why don't you can look at the bright side here. All your stuff is going to be on TV. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
What the? You think this is funny, man?
I don't.
You sell all my stuff and now it's going to be on TV and you think that's a cool joke?
No, I don't think it's funny at all, but look, it's screwed up. The show Storage Wars has all your stuff. We can't get it back. I'm just trying to find a little silver lining.
Man, I can't even believe this. This is out of control. Like, my entire life was in that storage facility.
Well, now your entire life is going to be on Storage Wars. That's cool.
Oh, sir. My God! I want to punch you in the face so hard right now!
I'm guessing you don't really think it's as cool as I do that it's going to be on TV then.
What was your first indication of that?
The punching in the face thing.
Well, It was the punch.
It was when you said that where I was like, oh, maybe he doesn't think it's as cool as I do. But I'm just trying to make it better for you because I know it sucks.
You're trying to make it better for me? No, I'll tell you what. You want to make it better for me? Then get my back.
Well,
get my back, man.
I have talked to the people at Storage Wars. They did give me an option where you could get your stuff back.
You.
I'm sorry.
Are you suffer from some kind of mental disorder that you don't know how to speak to a person? You tell me first that they're going to give me my stuff back.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I didn't start off telling you that you could get your stuff back. I should have brought that up
because
sooner.
You were dropped on your head as a child.
That's a fair point, sir. That's a fair point.
I want to come down there and strangle you right now, man.
So all your stuff is in one place. You can go get it.
Where? Just tell me.
Well, have you ever seen the show Pawn Stars before?
You got to be kidding me, man. I don't even want to hear another explanation about another show.
Yeah, you just go on Pawn Stars. You can get it all back on there.
Now I know this is a joke. Who the hell is this?
This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
This is a radio show?
Yes. Your buddy John set you up. He wanted us to call and mess with you.
What?
Yeah. He told us you had a storage locker and where it was and what you had inside.
Holy are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. Hey, I do have something to give you for your time, though, since I know it was kind of stressful.
My heart is racing, man.
I'm going to give you a DVD episode of Storage Wars just for this, okay?
Woman of my I better be on that show.
I guess you have to wait and see then, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.